Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
As I mentioned, a very, very fun interview coming up. I wanted to introduce. It is the Women's Day, JNF South Africa, in partnership with the Union of Jewish Women Johannesburg, as well as Let's Nash. So they're hosting the special pre-Rosh Hashanah Simanim cooking demonstration taking place Monday the 10th of August in Johannesburg. The event is celebrating women, Jewish tradition, community, while also, of course, raising funds for important causes. Guests will enjoy delicious food, practical cooking tips, and the opportunity to prepare for the upcoming high holidays. So joining us this morning in studio, Bev Schneider, Ingrid Kaur, Batsheva Phillips, and Letty Elisov. Welcome, everybody. Apparently, is Letty behind the scenes? Yeah. Okay. Fine. Great. Okay. So let's just talk about this. Let's start with you, Bev. A very good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having us on your show.
It's a great pleasure, because and this is fun, because Simanim is something that has become more and more a thing. But so I love that you're leaning into this whole idea of Rosh Hashanah coming up. But obviously, there's a lot behind it, and it's really about what JNF is involved in, and you know, what type of projects this is supporting. So give us a sense of what this is about.
Okay, so every ticket that's purchased is going towards supporting a very special project in Israel. It's called From Shelters to Strength. It's a project that gives families from the north of Israel a chance to breathe, literally. Over the past really many months, right, families living in northern Israel have really endured relentless missile attacks, sirens, the trauma of having to run to bomb shelters at a moment's notice. And life under these circumstances is very, very stressful. And we found a project that KKLJNF is running, and it really helps these families.
And so easily forgotten. You know, I find that we focused on Gaza, and we focus on Iran, and we focus, but maybe because this has been ongoing for so long, that it's the families in the north that have really, really been negatively impacted.
Absolutely. And already JNF have taken almost 10,000 residents from the northern border communities on short holidays to hotels across Israel. And it really gives them a chance to and an opportunity to step away from that constant anxiety that they're experiencing. For 3 days, children are able to play outside.
Incredible.
And to laugh and just simply enjoy being children. And for parents, it has the added advantage of they're also given a chance just to catch their breath.
Yeah, yeah. And to see their kids actually relax, because imagine the trauma of parents through the eyes of their kids.
Yeah. I mean, one mother of seven kids actually said that for her it was like air to breathe. She's a mother of seven children, and she said the emotional toll that it's taken on her.
I would actually even argue that there's more to it, that even the idea that people from across the world here in Johannesburg, in South Africa, are actually appreciating, identifying, and empathizing, let alone doing something for them, must in of itself be very comforting.
Yes, exactly. It really sends a very strong message that they're not alone, that there are people that support them.
Yeah. Amazing. Really, really incredible. But it's also the Union of Jewish Women that are involved, Ingrid.
Yes, and we really, really appreciate that they've partnered with us, and
that's
that
great.
They're making it possible for us to support this program.
So Ingrid, if you want to give us a sense how you got involved in this.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. And, well, I met the JNF hierarchy only about a year ago, but we have, I think, got a fantastic relationship and a good working relationship. And I think for us, our projects in South Africa are for the Jewish community and the broader community, but we'd love any opportunity to do something for Israel. And this was just a perfect combination to work together and also to get, ideas for Yontif.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks, Batsheva. So this is just really, really great that we can contribute and work together.
Amazing.
To help Israel as well.
Lovely. And just to help people that are so much in need. Right, let's actually just talk about what the event itself is. And I want to talk to Batsheva Phillips. She's founder of Let's Nash. Batsheva, welcome. A very good morning.
Thank you for having me, Howard.
A great pleasure. So first of all, can you just explain to people what simanim are?
Whew. Here I am looking at everybody with their notes, thinking I'm obviously very unprepared. They are symbolic foods that we consume over Rosh Hashanah,
mm-hmm.
that have, I think there's a brocha on each of the foods that we take into the new year, on that we would make on that particular food.
Item. And it's so interesting because when we were younger, I always remember we had apple and honey, and that was the siman. But it's actually become so much now part of our way of thinking about the year. It's just almost given us a channel through which we can consider what's important, what our values, what our wishes are.
I think that's so. I don't know if you know, but I'm a convert, and one of the things that I fell in love with regards to Judaism is that there is symbolic meaning behind everything, absolutely everything. You wake up and you do a bracha. You see, storms and you do a bracha. You make some. It's just an awareness to the blessings that we have in our life.
Yeah.
So why not make an extra 10 brachas on our Rosh Hashanah table? Listen, I could do with them.
Absolutely. So, I think we all can. I think that's the point.
Just the fish head. I'm sticking with the marshmallows for now.
are you doing that? Because I wanted to ask you.
I'm not doing it. But
no, I'm saying because you're doing this whole demonstration around.
I don't eat fish. And I refuse to have a fish head on.
That is so refreshing. Okay. So
that's
refreshing. Right.
Snoozel, Dan. Shout out to Snoozel.
Yeah. Yeah. It's. I just think if there is one that is just so unnecessary. I mean, maybe not be unnecessary,
not.
But either way, I'll have Rabbi's messaging me now to tell me it's actually necessary.
Blame it on
but
me, Howard.
No. I own my stuff. I'm not doing a fish head. I don't want to look at one. It's just unpleasant. Have you? Yes, you can say something.
I just think the wonderful
thing. No point in whispering in front of your mic.
Sorry, I don't want to interrupt.
That's a bold faced lie. You had a full intention of interrupting.
I just think what's wonderful about Judaism is that we have to be mindful and, right. Say brochas and be in the moment.
Right.
At that moment, because right. life is so busy, I've already been invited to something in November, and you start thinking that the year's over. But
yeah.
being Jewish, you have to be mindful and
of
say the brachas
mm.
and be grateful for everything that you see and do and eat.
Right.
Yeah,
so
that
true.
Moment.
Right. I love that.
Batsheva, how did you? I mean, what you're presenting, and I'm so excited that we've actually. We can even taste these ones, but what you present? How did you come up with these?
The food that I'm about to feed you, mm-hmm. or Let's mm-hmm. Nash in general?
No. Let's talk about the food. We'll come back to Let's Nash.
The food, anything that was the complete opposite to traditional Ashkenazi food is what I have created.
Thank you for that.
I'm so sorry, and no disrespect to the rabbis that are going to text you or message you now.
No,
again, blame
fine.
It on me, blame
that's
it on you, whatever
fine.
You want to do.
Yeah,
but it's,
as long as they send
and
their
I mean
wives
this with
to this, it's fine.
Utmost respect, and again, tradition is beautiful, but it doesn't all have to be brown. It really doesn't. I love challenge.
I don't.
No, but you can, we can play with challenge. It doesn't have to be it can be traditional food with a new spin. And that's kind of what I've tried to create with my food.
So how did you go about it? Because I'm assuming you took this list of the simanim that people do, and did you reinvent each one? Did you?
Yeah, you're going to try some things that really don't sound like they work together. I've got
apple
and baby spinach pesto.
Apple and baby spinach pesto.
I don't know what that is, but we're going to play and we're going to taste, and it's a lot of trial and error, and it doesn't always work out.
Oh, that's okay.
But, so we are the guinea pigs.
Yeah,
you are
it seems so.
Guinea bunnies. You'll see. We'll play. I've done so many different things last year. Instead of an olive tapenade, I still used capers, but I did a date tapenade.
Oh, that's nice.
And that was actually very still with the parsley and the olive oil and a bit of, you'd think, garlic and date, but it works out beautifully.
I would imagine that people could use these year-round as dips and things like that.
Totally.
Because that's become very, very much a focus and a trend.
Yeah, right. So today I have added in, I don't know if you can handle chili.
We can do a bit of chili.
So normally I think, Rosh Hashanah, you wouldn't use chili or sour or hot kind of foods. I think you meant to stick with the more sweeter flavors, but it's not Rosh Hashanah today.
Mm.
I suppose we all have different minhags.
And
then obviously no nuts. So there are nuts in two of the things. I think, is it nuts?
Yeah.
That we don't use on Rosh Hashanah?
It's peanuts, I think.
I think it's all nuts. Because it's
all nuts?
Yeah.
Don't get me started on that.
The
gematria doesn't actually fit, but we add one, take away one.
And that's what I love about
you. Walk around the room three times, and then once you add those three, then
four
we see that we
and then
don't.
You eat.
Exactly, then we don't eat nuts. So,
So there are nuts for today. I probably won't put in the actual demonstration because I want to give the recipes away after.
Right.
I can say after Rosh Hashanah. Shana, feel free to add X, Y, and Z.
So you mentioned you are a convert. Tell me how you came to this whole mad world that you are now embracing.
I would love to tell you right now, but I feel like that's the story that I'm going to be sharing at the actual event.
Oh, stop keeping it a secret. That's not how these things work.
It's totally clickbait.
Clickbait, yeah. Her third reason will shock you.
Is that the notes you've got?
No.
That's
not the notes. That isn't the note. That's just how clickbait works.
Seven reasons why people
eat chili.
Reasons, but
reason number four will blow your mind.
Okay.
And then we have to know what reason number four is. This is how marketing works.
So reason number 10th of August, you'll find out.
Exactly. Okay. So if people want to join, how do they do that?
So they can either go into the JNF website. Mm-hmm. There is a booking link on the website. They could call our office on 011-645-2503 or email us on admin@jnfsa.co.za.
Okay, so that is how you go about doing it. And apparently, Ingrid, you have to stop whispering. There is also a special... discipline not your thing, hey, Ingrid?
No. I'm a Leo.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Takes one to know one, I suppose. Right. So there's also a special offer for Chai FM listeners. If you send the word Women's Day on the WhatsApp line, 0618951019, you can get two tickets for 1,000 Rand. And that is a very nice discount. It's normally 650 Rand each. If you send in the word Women's Day on the WhatsApp line, 0618951019, then you can get two tickets for 1,000 Rand. And it sounds absolutely amazing. But Sheva, besides telling your story, which is apparently a massive secret, what is what you're most looking forward to about this demonstration?
How honest would you like me to be?
I think you might know that by now.
I have recently moved to a new house/office, and to be able to have a lot of new Jewish women that I don't know coming into my home and just adding bracha and light, that is my biggest thing. to have, I think that there's such a beautiful power behind Jewish women being together and bringing blessing into this new home on my new journey that I've just started. And I think that's going to be powerful.
That will be. And amazing to do that just ahead of Rosh Hashanah, just exactly. ahead of this renewal and refreshing time of the year.
Right.
That is where we leave it, everybody. Unless there's other messages that you want to... I'm going to leave it with Bev, because it looks to me, and I'm just doing the body language thing, there's unfinished business coming from Bev.
No. I think everything has been said that we wanted to say, but I really do encourage everyone to book
amazing.
And book
Absolutely
early. Because
incredible.
Because it's at Batsheva's home, there is limited space,
right.
and places are being... taken
yep,
and
I
booked.
Have no doubt. I
so
have
we'd
no
love
doubt.
To see as many people as possible. So
are we allowed to give an idea on what the prizes are and what's up for grabs?
Yes.
All
yes
that
whatever you want.
I think the biggest prize is that everyone that buys a ticket will be up to win the possibility to win a Let's Not Shabbat box.
Oh, wow.
There's plenty.
That's amazing.
There is so
many. That's an amazing prize.
So lots of prizes, and that's incredible.
We've had amazing sponsorships of prizes, so they're beautiful hampers up for grabs.
Esso Wines, By Kosher Wines are sponsored, Gym 2.0 memberships, Jackie J, manicures, nice. Pretty Paper, Brewski coffee vouchers, Britney Spears, perfume, and I can go on and on and on.
Yeah, no, it'll be an amazing
event. So it's going to be beautiful.
And I think, like you said, to have Jewish women together
right.
and, you know, preparing for Yontif and just enjoying that time, because this is a special time for us as well, I think.
Right.
Family time coming up.
I feel like whenever there's a group of Jewish women together, if you could zoom out into the solar system and you, Hashem, looking down, and he could see somewhere in South Africa, in Johannesburg, in orchards, all these little sparks of our neshomas. Can you imagine the light that we are going to be creating on that day, just by being together, just by being together.
Be part of that, 061-895-1019. If you didn't get any of the details, how to book, just message us. We will share that information with you. Thank you, everybody. We will, I'm certainly looking forward, straight after the show to taste some of these simanim.